All right, welcome back, Padres Social Hour. The offseason, it feels like it's just about done. We're not quite there, but it feels like it's just about done. And it has been a comparatively quiet offseason compared to last year. But there have been some moves made by the San Diego Padres that are certainly worth diving into. And perhaps at the top of that list is shortstop by Corey Brock's count. 18 shortstops used by the San Diego Padres since 2009. That's three a year.
Wow.
So you go out and you bring in a guy in free agency who has never played fewer than 148 games in his major league career, Alexi Ramirez, the longtime Chicago White Sox. Talk a little bit more about him. Scott Merkin, MLB.com, joins us. He is on the telephone. He's also on Twitter, at Scott Merkin. Scott, appreciate it. I think the first question probably a lot of fans here have about Alexi Ramirez is, how much gas do you think this guy has in the tank at this point in his career?
Well, first off, you're going with Corey Brack's numbers. I trust those implicitly because he's the best. So you got to stand behind Corey Brack. I think he's got plenty left. You know, he had a rough start to last year and looked more like the Alexi Ramirez that we'd come to know over the last 8 years in the second half of the season. He's a very durable guy. He's one of those guys that doesn't like to sit. You know, if he could, he'd play every inning of all 162 games. And I think the second half you saw a little bit of a turnaround from him. And I have a feeling San Diego is going to see, and the National League is going to see more of that kind of Alexi Ramirez as opposed to the struggling part there. And he did struggle in the first half of last year.
Yeah, I was looking at the splits from 2015. Was there anything that happened in the second half? Was there a health thing? Any sort of, you know, easy to grasp onto explanation as to why the numbers were better in the second half?
You know, one thing he talked about, and Robin Ventura talked about, is they had some sort of sit down. I think just before the All-Star break when they were in Detroit or whatever it was somewhere, you know, during the first half. And I think Robin just kind of said, relax and just go out and play. And that kind of resonated with him, and it's helped him turn around. And, you know, he's got immense ability. You know, he makes some plays that kind of make you go, wow, even after you cover the game for a while. And then he makes some other plays that you say, wow, in another direction too at times. But, you know, he's a great defensive player, probably should have a gold glove, you know, to his resume. And also, you know, one of the more consistent hitters when he's on. You know, power guy, good gap guy, and really has picked up his stolen bases over the last couple of years, too. So I think it was just one of those things where he's been a slow starter his whole career and just extended out a little more, but, you know, got it turned around and had a great productive second half for the team.
Scott, one thing the Padres probably lacked a little bit last year was some veteran leadership, and hopefully he'll provide that. What kind of guy is he in the clubhouse? Is he known to take the Latin players under his wing and help them along the path?
You know, he's a real good guy, really easy guy to talk to. He usually, you know, does interviews through a translator, but he does know English. You can talk to him a little bit. I don't know if I'd call him sort of the leader type in the clubhouse. Just kind of an easygoing guy, you know, not one way or the other, but a leader by the fact that he's out there every day and wants to play and wants to help the team and that sort of thing. But I don't know if he's necessarily a clubhouse leader per se.
Good in the clubhouse, though. You know, I mean,
certainly a good force in the clubhouse. Certainly far from anything divisive, but, you know, not a guy who's going to stand up and give a big speech or something like that. You know, a friendly guy got along with everyone, that sort of thing. Good clubhouse guy for sure.
You can only have so many of those rah-rah type guys anyway.
Exactly.
Scott Merkin covers the White Sox, MLB.com, on Twitter, at Scott Merkin. Is when we're just sort of describing his game, offense, defense, everything put together, is solid a good and fair word to describe him, you think, or is that maybe undercutting some of what he's capable of?
I think solid across the board. I guess it depends what you consider, like, excellent for that position.
Sure.
Versus, you know, very good, solid type of thing. I mean, you know, earlier on in his career, when he first, you know, the people don't know. I mean, he's such a good athlete. His first game ever played for the White Sox was in starting center fielder at Progressive Field. And then he played second base that entire year after a little dalliance with the outfield for a team that won the division. Matter of fact, he hit a grand slam against Detroit in a makeup game after the season had ended that allowed them to play in that famous blackout game 163, they beat the Twins 1-0 to win the division. So very versatile athletic guy. And I think while his power, you know, he may not be the 20 home run guy anymore, he's now up around consistently about the 25-30 stolen base guy. So he gives you a lot of diversity because he still can go deep. He still hits extra bases, good doubles guy. But yeah, I think he does, when he's on his game, he does everything very well. I'm not sure if you consider him exceptional in one way or the other. Probably defense is his best asset at shortstop. But when he's not in his game, solid is a good word for him. Very, very consistent across the board.
All right, good stuff. Scott Merkin covers the White Sox, the pale hose for MLB.com. Great to hear from you, man. Appreciate the insight. Thanks for the time, and enjoy what remains of the Chicago winter up there.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Appreciate it. Scott Merkin on the telephone.